We'll start at the beginning with a great photo on the cover of the Law Enforcement Special Olympics Torch Run. Jess, tell us about it.
Absolutely. Elva Ostreich was able to get out there on Friday the 29th when the Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run was taking place. She got a terrific photo out in front of the law enforcement complex the city has over on the East Mesa. And so every year we get a great turnout from local law enforcement agencies, and this year was no different. And we think people will really enjoy that cover. Then inside on pages 3 and 4, we jump right into the big news, which was that this last Tuesday, yesterday, was election day across the country. Some hotly contested primary races happening right here in Doñana County. Mike Cook broke down the results as of our Wednesday print order deadline, although they are not final at this point. Updated results will be posted until everything is finalized on our website, www.lascrucesbulletin.com. On page 9, we've got a story about how long will it take the region to recover economically from the COVID-19 economic disruption. C-Lab is an Albuquerque-based nonprofit that specializes in economic development models that see problems and forecast solutions. Two of their senior staff participated in a Zoom conference with the city council to offer their best analysis of how long the recovery will take in Las Cruces and what steps the city should be taking to hurry that along. We kick up our business section on page 28 with a story about how Mountain View Market Cooperative is coping and evolving to keep Las Cruces stocked with healthy food options amid the pandemic. It's my story, and I'm proud of it. So check it out on how they're keeping things fresh downtown. And then on page 30, we have our pets and people, and companion animals are, as you know, Casey, really important comfort while we're all hunkering down. Local animal advocate Gene Gilbert has put together some interactive web-based activities for local children that highlight compassionate treatment of our furry, sometimes scaly friends. You can learn about how your child can access her educational creations in the June 5th bulletin. And then on page 31, the golf courses have reopened, and golf doctor Charlie Blanchard has some great tips on how to make your practice time at the range more productive now than ever. So get out there and swing those clubs. If you miss something or you just can't wait until Friday, the digital bulletin can be accessed 24/7 at lascrucesbulletin.com. That's all one word, lascrucesbulletin.com. And you can check us out as well on social media.
Jess, can I get back to that C-Lab story that you had?
Absolutely.
It's something that's so fascinating because we're starting to hear predictions about what the recovery could mean. And more often than not, we're hearing that it's going to take longer than we would like, even a number of years. Is there any indication in terms of how New Mexico, or specifically the city of Las Cruces, might be, you know, on par with the rest of the nation? Do we expect to lag behind? What were some of the takeaways?
Well, some of the takeaways was that we are in a pretty good spot, both locally and at the state level. C-Lab's executive director, Grant Taylor, predicted that it'll probably take 4 to 5 years for a complete recovery, and that's if everybody really works together to achieve the results and take the steps that C-Lab is recommending.
Good to know some folks are out there doing that work.
Yeah, it is, and it's impressive to me that they were able to do that analysis from Albuquerque and do it by Zoom, and the city council seemed very receptive to it.
All right, Jess, thank you very much. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.